One More Turn. Episode 1102, Course Correction.
Max?
Hudson?
Yes, but you should know that. You're the one who called me.
I thought it might be Avery who answered.
You know you called my cell phone, right? Mine? This isn't a household landline.
Well, one can never be too
And why in the hell would you think it might be Avery of all people who answered?
Bella's with Carson, and Riley moved away.
Oh, don't even get me started on Belle and Shakespeare. Woman child either.
I'm calling because I want to tell you something.
I figured, seeing as how you, again, called me, then double-checked that it was me you were talking to.
That's true. Is that a frying pan sizzle? Are you cooking? Roast beef, maybe? In a red wine sauce?
Not everything I cook is roast beef in a red wine sauce, you lasered nitwit.
Most everything I've ever seen, heard, or smelled you cooking is just that. Parasite?
Never say parasite during food prep. The store was out of red.
White? Maybe you don't want to talk about Carson, but he knows his booze, so you'd really...
Alcoholism is no joke, but you might be able to save this conversation with one.
Okay, okay. Not joking. Actually, I want to tell you that...
And what in the hell made you think you were talking to Avery? I sound nothing like her.
Well, one can never be too careful with voice-changing technology.
What makes you think I would go to that effort to confuse someone calling me?
You would be surprised the lengths people go to confuse me.
Ugh, too easy. Why are you calling, Max? Why not send me a text?
What I want to tell you is something best heard with feeling.
You're not about to break into song, are you?
I promised Nora I wouldn't subject anyone to that line of communication again.
Almost worth hearing that story, but she's not someone I want to talk about either.
If you're feeling so dismissive, why did you even answer my call?
If I had an answer to that question, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation.
Aren't conversations supposed to have a point? You of all people should know that.
Nobody likes a clever dick.
No. I'm Max.
That you are. All right, I'll bite. What is it you called to tell me?
I'll tell you on one condition.
You called me and... If it's about tasting this meal I'm making, you can forget it.
Why is that?
Because I wouldn't feed this to my cat if I had one. Carson could have helped me after all.
Alcoholism is no joke, you said. Maybe you're the punchline instead.
You know more about being a punchline than anyone I've ever met, Max.
Avery asked Nora and I to adopt her and Caden's child. Are you still there?
Depends what you mean by here.
I didn't say here. I said there. Are you slurring your sounds from your meal wine?
As much as I would like to point out at least one thing that's wrong with that question, tell me. What did Nora answer?
Yes.
Okay. What did you say?
No.
What did she say to that?
I don't know. Avery wasn't there. Nora answered on our behalf and told me afterwards.
The last she I mentioned was Nora, not Avery. What did Nora say to your saying no?
I have no idea. I walked out of the house and down the street to make this call to you.
I am surprisingly, incredulously humbled that you would potentially put your marriage at risk for not just walking out to tell someone this, but me of all people, knowing how much Nora doesn't care for me.
She despises you.
I understand that. Didn't need to be said.
But I wanted to say it. She very much sees you as a word that, well, it rhymes with night.
That's clear as... day, but you also told Nora no to something so significant that she said yes to. That itself is very significant.
Significant is right. She shouldn't have said yes without asking me first. She has no right to be upset about this, but I do. I am!
If you didn't agree to it, why did Nora say it?
She probably thought I would agree to it if I knew that is what she wanted.
I knew it all along. Nora does do the thinking for both of you.
It doesn't matter whether Nora or I agree to accept Avery's offer. She agreed to co-parent with you before that. Agreed to have this Dominic fellow adopt the child even before.
Do you think Avery might answer your call because she came to tell me what she asked Nora? That she had agreed?
I did, but from your reaction, I know now that Avery did not.
If you thought Avery was already here telling me this, why call me to tell yourself?
It was the right thing to do, especially when a child is involved.
Besides myself, I know when someone else is trying to make a point. What is yours?
If I share, publicly, Avery's overture to Nora, and why I disagree with it...
Your voice trailing off tells me this is where the but comes in. No, Caleb.
It will show Avery is making poor choices when it comes to who should raise her child.
Including me, as I was one of those choices. Wait, aren't you now too?
Exactly!
Then why would you share this publicly at all?
Like I said, it's in the best interests of the child. You have your flaws, but I believe you genuinely want to step up to take care of him. You can act responsibly. Ready to repeat?
No, this doesn't just involve us, and it's not even about any of us. It's about him. It's about Jake. Whatever his name becomes after he's put up for adoption by someone in a community far, far away from any one of us.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
You should be thanking me for the added gravy you can put on yours to fuel your fat ass.
You ready to test that attitude on the field with me, young lady?
Words are not always well familiar with, and some say chivalry is dead. Thank you, dear.
Wow, Reese, I think you just got gentle parented.